two of Australia's funniest men, Sean McAuliffe and Francis Greenslade, are the odd couple, taking on American playwright Neil Simon's famous mismatched duo, Oscar Madison and Felix Unger. Hello, I'm Fiona Gruber, and I caught up with Sean and Francis to talk about their love of Simon's tough, compassionate New York wit and how they finally got to act together on stage.
I've known Francis for a long time. How long have we known each other? 30 years?
30 years!
And we've never done a proper play together. We've always done television or when we were at university, footlight shows. So we've never really done a proper play unless I'd written it. Now, I'm a fantastic writer. There's no doubt about that. But I think there are better ones around. So we thought, okay, maybe the Sunshine Boys or The Odd Couple, because great plays, and both by Neil Simon. And rather flatteringly, the MTC suggested we were too young to play in The Sunshine Boys. So The Odd Couple it is. And we're very happy with it because it's just such a wonderful play.
Well, you're both supposed to be in your early 40s, which is about right, I'm sure.
Yes.
And the two main characters, Oscar Madison and Felix Unger, the wives of both have left them. One of them's a slob, the other one's very fastidious and fussy and hypochondriac. Was it ever in contention, you know, who was to play which character?
Well, yes, it was. We had a lot of trouble working out who was going to play what, and eventually we just went into a room with Peter Houghton, who's the director, and we read it through once with, you know, one way, and then we read it through with us taking the other parts, and we basically let Peter decide. And he came out this way. I have to say that naturally we do fall into the parts we are playing as far as our personal habits goes. But I think that either of us could have... Well, I'm arrogant enough to think that we could have done either.
Interestingly enough, the original production, which is back in 1965, directed by Mike Nichols, and Walter Matthau was in the original production. And in the film, of course, he plays Oscar. And on stage he played Oscar. But when he was offered the role by Neil Simon, he thought that he should play Felix because he felt, oh, well, I could play Oscar in my sleep. But Felix would be a real acting challenge. And Neil Simon says, well, you know, act in someone else's play. Just be Oscar. And then he did that for a couple of years and, of course, did the film as well.
So let's talk about the plot. Which of you is going to give me a summary of the plot?
Well, it's basically, you know, slob takes in neurotic OCD neatness freak. And hilarity ensues, you know. But what's interesting is most people think it's a two-hander. It's not. It's quite a large cast. There are four card players and two girls who pay a visit. And Peter's surrounded us with, you know, extraordinary talent to try and hide our deficiencies. And hopefully they'll succeed in masking everything else that's going on.
Yeah, most people know The Odd Couple from the TV series. And in fact, there's nothing like that at all. So it is obviously a very popular idea, and I think people are familiar with the idea of the show. But if you see the original movie with Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau.
Don't see the original movie.
No, I see it.
No, because that's the play. The play is taken from the movie's taken from the play. If you see the original movie, don't go and see the movie.
Compare and contrast afterwards.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Not before.
Right? Yeah. So I must confess, I've read the play and I watched the film the other day, and you know, it's got that kind of 60s, early 70s. It's a sexual politics. The Pigeon Sisters, Gwendolyn and Cecily, who live upstairs, you know, they're kind of a bit Dolly Birdish. And the men are unashamedly sexist. Has it been updated? Are you glorying in that free and easy era of the past?
We're playing it definitely as it's written. We're not trying to shy away from the mores of the time. But those mores aren't so very different from now, in the sense that the situations here are two men who don't have their relationships anymore and are suddenly, you know, left to try and find their own identities and are completely incapable of fashioning another life for themselves outside their families. And that's not an unusual thing even today, I don't think.
And quite interestingly, the character of Felix is quite into self-analysis and quite into expressing his feelings and allowing his feminine side to come across. And whereas in 1965 that might have, at face value seemed amusing that a man was carrying himself on in that way, I think it adds a bit more depth to it now. I mean, it is definitely a period piece, and it's certainly being presented as a period piece. But I think the worst thing you can do to a play is apologise for it along the way that you're performing it, or try to find some sort of postmodern message from it that wasn't there. People will laugh, people will find it funny, and they might find it, bits of it here and there, funny because it seems old-fashioned or that someone has an attitude that seems prehistoric. But any good comedy, any sort of comedy that aims for the gut, is going to be inappropriate here and there.
It's a lot of male energy in the play, and that New York male energy is very aggressive. You know, you just flare up at someone, and then, you know, they flare up at you, and then it's all over. But
I imagine it, a lot of the card game dialogue and the way that tonally people are trying to outdo each other. It was probably like the writer's room on Show of Shows, I think. If you see laughter on the
17th?
Which floor is it?
No.
26th?
Sold!
Yeah. but you get a real sense of people wanting to be heard and having to shout over each other to be heard. And this melting pot, this closed environment, this, again, as Francis said, this aggressive male environment where you just need to be, you need to be the loudest one or the person with the best joke in order to be the one who's noticed. And Francis, as Oscar, has a lot of scenes where he's very voluble and there's a lot of anger. And I find, and I just stand, I'm supposed to be just, as Felix is looking at him, and I'm just quite enjoying looking at this face so close to me, acting. Acting, I tell you, acting.
Screaming at you.
It's wonderful. And I do find myself just laughing for no reason.
Well, let's hope the audience do too.
So are you big Neil Simon fans? You sound like you definitely are.
Yeah, I am brought up on that sort of Jewish American comedy. I mean, whether it's Neil Simon or whether it's Woody Allen or whether it's Carl Reiner or Mel Brooks or Larry Gelbart, all that bunch that learned their trade in Sid Caesar's Show of Shows, are responsible for a lot of the beats and rhythms that we're so used to from watching American sitcoms. And I think one of my favourite films as a kid was a film called The Cheap Detective, and another one called Murder by Death. California Suite is pretty funny. I mean, it's a very funny play, but it's also a pretty funny movie as well. Again, the notion of who wrote them only occurred to me to look that up later, and you see this thread. Oh, that's by Neil Simon. Okay, so that's this guy. Okay. And, of course, Neil was, I say Neil like I know him, but of course I don't, but he was a big deal back in 1965. You know, he had graduated from writing TV comedy, sketch comedy, and I think on Broadway there was Barefoot in the Park, The Odd Couple, and another play running on Broadway at exactly the same time. The man would have been rolling in money.
I read that Neil Simon actually did base this play on Mel Brooks living with a male friend, a comedy writer, after his first marriage broke up. Is that true?
Well, I'm referring to Neil by his first name, but I don't know him personally. But I think there are two stories. One that Mel Brooks probably tells the story that it was based on him, because Mel, you know, likes credit for almost everything that he's within the orbit of. Another version of it is that his brother Danny Simon was having trouble along those lines. And in fact, started to write the play himself, couldn't get to the second act, and gave it to Neil Simon to write his brother, which he did. And in fact, when it went out to the sticks to get tried out, the third act never worked. They had a lot of trouble with it. And it was a critic, oddly enough, who, in a rare example of contributing towards something instead of destroying it, actually suggested that perhaps the Pigeon Sisters might make a reappearance. And this was a lightning bolt for Neil Simon, so he went off and rewrote the third act for probably the seventh time. And that's the act we have now. And it's a really interesting act because it's quite different from the preceding two acts. The last scene, effectively, is the one that he laboured the most over. But there seems to be a beautiful natural symmetry. If you didn't know that story, you'd think it was the most natural place to go in the world. But I guess that's what happens with good writing.
The comedy of separation, but the comedy of needing each other is really there, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of love between the two main performers. And a lot of it is about expressing your feelings. And without giving too much away, both Oscar and Felix approach that particular problem from different angles. But until then, I guess the only test I have is that Francis not kill me.
I make no promises.
Sean and Francis, thank you very much indeed.
Been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been all right.
And The Odd Couple plays from November the 5th at South Bank Theatre. Book online at mtc.com.au or phone the box office on 03 8688 0800. This podcast is part of the MTC Talk series. To listen to more episodes from the series, visit mtc.com.au/MTC Talks, or search for MTC Talks in the iTunes Store or on SoundCloud.